Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 27, Above All Else, I Want to See. It's important to remember that everything you are looking at right now, everything you are experiencing right now, is the effect of your past thoughts. Really think of this. You are a walking projector of your past thoughts. In order to get to what is true, because God's will is that you have everything. God's will is that you are happy. If you are not experiencing happiness and you're not experiencing having everything, then this means at some level you have denied His will for you. And what most people in the world do is they actually blame God for this condition. Today, let's withdraw the blame. Let's pull back the punishment. Let's release the idea that any kind of suffering is required for any reason. Your mistakes do not matter. Your failures do not matter. You are not your past, and you are not required to suffer for your mistakes. You see, God created you as whole and complete, safe, loved, and provided for. It is His will that you have everything, that you would never know a moment of sorrow, that you would never know a twinge of despair, that your life would be so happy and fulfilled that you would know nothing else. Today, let's make room for what is true. A Course in Miracles calls it our true reality, real vision. We are going to leave a space today for what is true in our lives and what is possible if we would let go of what we think we know and what we think we understand, if we will leave a space today for the Holy Spirit to intervene on our behalf, we can be given true vision. In the Course in Lesson 27, it says, Above all else, I want to see. And what this means is, I want to see what God gave to me. I want to see the gifts that have already been given. I want to know His true will for me, and I'm willing to let go of what I think I know. I'm willing to let go of my past thoughts. I'm willing to let go of judging myself and persecuting myself, and I'm going to leave a space today for truth to be remembered in my mind. Remember, it says in the lesson, if you have any concerns about this or hesitation, vision has no cost to anyone. The ego part of our mind would say, okay, great, if you remember what's true and what God wills for you, that will be at the cost of what you want. Remember that what you want is in your heart right now. And what you want is to be happy, to be safe, to be loved, to be protected, and to enjoy a fulfilled and contented life. This is in alignment with God's will for you. In fact, it's trying to be given to you right now. But our thoughts that we are undeserving, or that we are inadequate because of our mistakes, or that we are unloved because we don't understand where the love is, these kinds of thoughts are blocking our vision. And if we will make room today for true vision, it can be given us. It is literally an opposing idea from what we see. If you think about vision being off to your left, and your story and your illusions off to your right, today we are going to put our full attention to the left. We are going to put all of our emphasis, all of our focus on wanting to see. And vision will be our gift. Lesson 27, Above All Else, I Want to See.